You went into ESA schemes when they were...
Yeah, we did, yeah. We went big into that.
Was it just initially for the money or because you were interested in it?
I didn't go into it straight away. It was Charlie Fernioff, who was next door to you, who said, you don't be in it, the money be hard. So I did, I went into it. I think it was early 90s when we went into it. It was, yeah. But because I'd met Noreen, she pointed out our specialties around here and that, and what we'd got. So that made me see then we had got something special, and we went more into the ESA and that kind of farming sensitively for the environment. And also Noreen wrote about it. We got the lapwing project on the top ground, which we put, we did 6 scrapes for the lapwings. And then Noreen wrote about it. That was in the Countryman. And because of that, that was the start of various bits and pieces Noreen wrote about, and also got us on Radio 4 Farming Today programme, where Rebecca Skidmore came out and interviewed me in some traditional hay meadow that we got.
What benefits did you see while you were in the ESA?
Yeah, the benefits on the farm, I suppose, because we like to see the traditional, I suppose, the traditional fields and the various flowers and the harebells and all that kind of thing, and the lapwings. Skylarks are supposed to have declined, but we've got skylarks here just same as always on the top grounds. And the gorse, we've got a gorse area on what we call the middle parts, so it's middle parts and top parts. The middle parts of all gorse is excellent habitat for the linnets. I suppose it's not actually a benefit for the farming, I suppose, but it's what I like to see, so that's why we do it, or why we have done it. Right?
But we need to be biodiverse, don't we, if possible.
Yeah.
We all benefit at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose your wildlife needs all various types of habitat.
So when you your ESA scheme finished, you carried your conservation on a bit?
Yeah, it went on 2011 scheme. We were in a traditional hay meadow scheme, and we got the lapwing project.
How many traditional hay meadows have you still got?
I did plough 7 times during the 90s, but they still leave traditional, but like there's some that's never been ploughed, which has got lots of oxeye daisies and vexlings and all kinds of stuff in them, flowers.
And do you value those?
Yeah, I like to see.
And do you find you can have those and still farm satisfactorily?
Yeah, I think so. I think, well, you need some of that able stuff. It's all good stuff for your cattle, I think.
But you're saying your funding, your schemes are finished now?
Yeah, we were out of it for some reason, and we didn't bother getting back into it.
If you got the opportunity now, would you take it again?
It depends on the rules, I think. I can't remember what reason it was that we went out of it now.
Well, your scheme probably came to an end.
Yeah, it did, I think. And then
the rules were probably so onerous.
I think there was a lot of people that dropped out of it anyway. Or it was some kind of new scheme and it didn't get taken up like they thought it would do.
But to keep the environmental options going, you think it needs funding?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And making simpler, or farmers won't take them up?
Yeah, if it's too complicated, farmers won't take it on.
Because the old ESA schemes were quite user-friendly, weren't they?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Have you got much vermin?
I suppose badgers run about. I suppose the class deer is vermin, but it's nice to see the deer.
Have you got many?
We see as many as 30 deer.
On a regular basis?
Fairly regularly, yeah. And there'd usually be about 4 or 5 stags about. Nice to see them.
Do they do you much damage?
Yeah, I suppose on the roadside, they've knocked all the fence down, I suppose, and made holes in the wall. And summertime, when it's mowing time, there'll be, well, especially down the wood, there's a lot of grass flat, I suppose, because they lie in it and do. But yeah, badgers. We have got badgers about. We just have to hope that we stay clear of TB.
Obviously, nowadays, there's lots of regulations that affect us. What sort of things affect you either in a bad or a good way? I'm thinking particularly of the NVZ regulations that are coming back in.
Well, I suppose with NVZs we're on still on the traditional farmyard manure. We're not on slurry at all. We haven't a cubicle on the place. It's all leafed out on straw. So I suppose there isn't the spreading restrictions with that. Often I believe that it's best for the land. We do use bed fertiliser, but not very much at all. Or there's some years where we don't use any.
And you think your land sees a benefit?
And well, I don't think there's any disadvantage with it, because it's the most natural thing, rotted down bedding up. And I always think what you put on this year does good next year. That's how I think it works. So.
With you having to buy quite a lot of straw...
You might think it's a lot of straw, I suppose. You usually buy 6 loads of straw for the winter. It's usually like, or a load a month. That's how it works out. But then cows eat some as well. Cows leak well.
Do you find that we've been affected? The straw price now is affected with a lot of straw going off to be burnt.
It might be, yeah. I think straw perhaps is a bit more expensive than what you'd think it would be. As they say, what a lot they do take for burning.
Which is putting the price up, isn't it?
Mm.
And effectively that's sort of subsidised, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're paying the price for that.
Yeah.
So do you still have to keep the same paperwork for the MVZs with having farmyard manure?
Yeah, you still have to keep the records of when you go muck spreading. Say them reels coming back in, so, but I've always kept records anyway of what muck goes on what fields when. Just kept the records just the same.
And do you find any of the other regulations difficult?
Well, I suppose that's how it is now. Regulations, you either have to keep the regulations or it's not acceptable, I suppose, if you don't keep the regulations. It hasn't been too bad, I don't think.
You're coping with it.
Mm.